we'll go over.
All right. And Aaron? Aaron?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you. And my volume is still okay on my headset mic.
Well, that's good. So far, so good.
So it's either an issue with DuckDuckGo or call in studio.
Yeah, and you sound a little bit not as clear as what you did.
You sound a little more muffled on this, too.
Yeah, so I guess that's on both sides then. We sound a little bit more muffled.
Right.
But we can hear each other.
Yeah, and on a broadcast, I wouldn't sound muffled because they'd be getting, the listeners would hear me right through the mic. The callers would hear me a little muffled, but the listeners wouldn't.
Oh, correct. Yeah, the callers would. Yeah, it's weird because you're a little muffled, and then there's like a very, very slight like white noise when you talk.
Like
I'm getting really picky on it.
Like a little buzzing noise almost.
Yeah, yep, just a little bit. Yep.
I hear it a little bit on you too. It's not ideal, but it wouldn't be enough to stop doing the show. Problem is, we know we can't depend on Blog Talk Radio. It's been giving us fits for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So it's
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm thinking the good part, though, is that we did prove at least that it's not doing it when you're using Chrome or Safari, whichever one you're using right now. Because that was my worry, that it was beyond, it was just a browser period issue when that
right.
headset
no, I'm,
connects. So that part's
good. Chrome
now.
Yeah. Can I use Chrome with Call-In Studio?
I don't know.
No, I can't. Well, I could go try it again, I guess. But that was the only reason we were able. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it was DuckDuckGo was the only browser that let us actually do WebRTC. Remember, we used to have to use the phone
Call-In
Studio.
Yeah.
And then I finally, just by accident one day, figured out DuckDuckGo was the – I checked every other browser I could find, and no other browser would work with Call-In Studio and WebRTC. And then by accident, I figured out DuckDuckGo would work. It's not like I can go back to Call-In Studio and use Chrome.
Yeah. So maybe while we're talking here, then go ahead and turn on your
audio hijack.
Yeah. Just so we can see just to make sure that the caller volume is going through and we're hearing stuff and.
All right, so I need to change this to Chrome. Change that to Chrome. We have no volume blocks to worry about.
Okay.
I want to get rid of this one. Not broadcasting. All right, make sure I've got everything set right before I hit go here. All right, I'm going to hit run, and sounds good so far.
Audio.
Oh, no, hold
Does
on. No, I've got a
so you
delay
can't hear
in
me.
My headset again. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
But I have
oh,
a delay in my headset.
Oh, the delay happened again.
Yeah.
Now, did we have the delay when we were testing the other ones all the time?
I've never had this delay of my own voice before, ever.
Well, no, I'm talking about like just today when we were testing the last test that we did on Audio Hijack, the delay was there.
Yeah, it's always it, All day today it's been here since we started playing around with this. At one point it got a little better, but now it's almost back to being worse.
Oh, man.
I don't know why I've got latency.
Well, and it's that. Did you notice that latency on that headset before when you were doing the testing? And I guess when you were testing, you weren't using Audio Hijack.
I've had this headset working with no latency. I can't remember what it was now that triggered that. But up until today, I've been testing this headset, and there was no delay.
But yeah, Blog Talk definitely has issues because it's quite muffled. I mean, I guess it shouldn't be quite muffled, but I'm at 50%, and I would expect your volume, how loud you sound,
now,
to be like at 25% possibly.
Now, the recording, I just ended the recording, so you'll be able to see it. The web form looks fairly even between the two of us.
Okay, that part's good. I'll go over there.
I just don't know where this latency came from and how I get rid of it.
Oh, it hasn't streamed over yet. Guess I can do a search in Audio Hijack and So they said that there's an advanced tab somewhere. That's under settings. So if you go Audio Hijack, settings, and then advanced tab, there's a latency, audio processing latency. Reducing latency minimizes echo during live audio monitoring. However, the potential for audio skips is increased.
I remember seeing
that.
Where is that?
So when you're on Audio Hijack, go up to your Audio Hijack in the very upper left by the Apple, and then go to settings.
Okay.
And then a little window, and then it'll say general, and then advanced. Click on advanced. And then go down to the bottom. It'll say audio processing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Lower. I'm going to run that all the way down to the bottom. Low latency. I knew there it was somewhere. I couldn't figure out where that was. Kept thinking it was in one of the blocks. All right. So let me.
So you should start. It should. Shouldn't that automatically start helping?
Well, I just did something to try to fix it myself. I was just going to take I took the feedback out of my headphones from my own mic, but I have to leave it turned on so I could hear you. So now I got to go back and reset that to test this. So I've got that set up. I'm going to hit run. And why am I not hearing myself now at all?
It took out. It's that audio skip they talked about, I guess.
Yeah, now I'm not. Now it's just like I don't even have the external block in there. I'm not hearing myself in my headset.
Okay, so go open back up the settings and move it to more reliable. Back to where it was, and
yeah,
see if then you
that.
Can hear yourself.
Plus, now I'm getting some weird static when you talk. That must be the audio skip they're talking about. So, hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, hold on a second. Now, let me try again. Now, no, I'm just not getting audio back into my headset now. I'm going to go all the way back up to more reliable. And then I think I'm going to, let me close Audio Hijack and reopen it to see if that activates it. All right. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I have.
Me?
I can, yeah. I have now, I got to go try something else. I've got to go back and try to, there we go. How weird. There. Okay. That works. Let me go back to settings now because I have a horrible delay now. Because I went all the way up to most reliable. If I go all the way down,
which is what I have,
low latency, didn't change anything. So let me restart Audio Hijack again.
Okay.
See if those settings take.
Does it affect it when you are just right when you open Audio Hijack, or do you have to hit run in order for it to affect you?
I have to run. Well, if I don't have Audio Hijack on, I can't hear my mic back in. It's Audio Hijack that allows me to hear myself on my headset.
Oh, gotcha.
Because that's where I set up a mic input and my headset output, and then I can hear it. Otherwise, I can't. If I hit run, now I'm all the way down to, you know, the lowest latency
lower
possible. I still have a delay, and I hear some weird breaking up static noise now.
Yeah. Okay.
Aaron?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, and first.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hold on. I see what happened. This is going to make me crazy. All right, there we go. Try talking again, Aaron.
Can you hear me now? Test?
I can.
One, two, okay.
Yeah, but now I'm getting that weird static with you. So I setting that down for better latency causes problems.
So they also said, it says using the lower latency setting may result in audible artifacts such as pops and clicks. Yep.
Right. That's what
I'm
getting.
Love you too, Kevin. And then if that occurs, it indicates your Mac doesn't have enough processing power. I'll be darn. And you'll want to move the slider back to the default up to the more reliable setting. And that totally makes sense. Well, not really. I mean, processing power, because when we buy you laptops, we just get the bare bones Mac because they've always been amazing. And but you can upgrade the video card and all this stuff, right? You can upgrade those, but we've never needed it. And so we never have. It does say this, you can also minimize added latency by increasing the sample rate of your Audio Hijack session and the included devices, whatever the freak that is, at a sample rate of 44, you may hear latency of around 20 to 30 milliseconds, while at sample rate of 96, latency may drop down into the teens of milliseconds, I guess, which.
Where do you adjust
that? I don't know. So I'm going to go and
even, the
check
only
that
place
out.
I've ever seen that setting at all is on the recording block. You can definitely change sampling rate on your recording settings, but I don't know how to change that on a mic.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I just barely saw it. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where am I at? Studio app. Open that up, please. There we are. So if you hit run. Yeah, so I'm on 48. So when you hit run and you go over where it says recording on the bottom of the window and it's like blinking red, over to the right of it, it'll say how many kilohertz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at 48.
Where
do
I change
that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know yet on, right here, sample rate. So go to info.
Yeah, I just found it.
But it looks like you have to do automatic connections. You have to turn that off. Well, wait, I have automatic. I can't change that.
I can't either. It's there, but I can't change it. Whether
on launch,
I turn on.
No.
Whether I turn on automatic.
You know what? I wonder. No. Turn it off. Stop it, and then you can.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
And then go up to 96.
Okay. Now at 96, let me
And sample rates like quality, right?
I think it has something to do with quality. I'm not sure that it's going to be a big enough issue that we would really have to, that anybody will notice. We'll check, but
yeah,
I don't think anybody should.
Yeah, you're right.
Really.
I doubt it.
Most of the time, those are so minor. So I'm going to hit run. Is everything else set right? Looks like it. And now I should be, oh my goodness, that sounds awful. There is a little less latency, but the static now and weird noises are just awful.
Okay, so that, all right, so then change it back to, well, maybe you can, well, see if we're already getting that static.
Oh, wait
stuff,
a minute, 44. Hold on. That was that.
Okay.
I had the lower latency still thing on. So I moved that back to the middle. Let me restart because nothing seems to happen on this till you restart.
Yeah.
Okay, restarted, I hit run. Okay, I got rid of the weird noise. The latency's better. 10, 9, oh, there's a static back. I'm just not finding any settings that I'm happy with here. What changed that now we've spent an hour play? Yeah, this is awful. I got to turn it off. I can't talk like that.
Yeah, I would go back to the 44. Go back to the 44 just so we can put settings back to where they were.
All right, let me restart it and try again to make sure. This is all on the old computer. My audio hijack is a mess now, but it's easy to fix. So if I do it now, there's still too much latency for me to talk like this. The static did go away, so the good quality came back. Here's part of the problem. If I could turn, well, could I do that or do I want to even make it this complicated? Part of the problem is the volume in my headset is too high. Your volume is perfect. So if I turn my volume down, my overall volume, then you're too quiet. If I can, if the volume in my voice is not so loud, the latency doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
If it's just, all I really need is a tiny little bit of my own volume back in my headset so that I know I'm talking and you just don't get that weird muffled sound.
Okay.
But
so,
I can't get that with this mic because this mic seems to be so hot. So I would have to go in and start putting in a volume down block.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. If you go to mine, the image that I sent you a little bit ago of how I have mine set up. So I have an audio block or a volume block on Safari, and then I have a volume block on my input. And I tested it, and I was able to confirm that I could hear my voice, you know, my microphone to the stream anyways. I could, well, no, because that'd be different. You want to hear, it's almost like you'd have to have a volume block. You'd have to have input, like, right, that's your microphone, then a volume block to turn it down, and then an output device so you could listen to that, and then another volume block to turn it back up for the recorder.
Yeah, I know, what a pain. And I hesitate to overcomplicate anything because the system's so overcomplicated already that when we have a problem, it's a nightmare. So I hesitate to do those kind of crazy hacks like that.
Yeah. Holy crap, this would be...
Yeah, I don't know. Now I see, this is what happens. We've been through so much. What problem? Oh, the problem I guess I'm trying to solve is to make this headset work.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we've been off on latency and laptops, and this one works and that one doesn't. Now I'm like, what are we even trying to do here?
Yeah, we're trying to perfect it because we got it to work at least, right? Because we're talking on it right now.
Yeah, it works.
But
it's just when I turn on Audio Hijack, everything gets all wonky. Right.
Yeah. So we're trying to fix that problem now, and that's where all these other extra blocks go in.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. I mean, that's just going to be that's not a good idea to make this audio hijack setup too complicated. Aaron? Hello? What happened? Hello? Aaron? Hello? Hey there.
Sound way better right here.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange. I couldn't even call back.
Oh my God.
And I don't know. I wasn't actually looking at the Cullen Studio, or not Cullen, Blog Talk. Did our session end or something? But I guess it doesn't really kick you off, does it?
Well, normally it tells me. I get that voice telling me your show will end in 30 seconds.
There's 6 minutes left. That wasn't it.
Oh, great. Just another random problem.
Yeah.
I gotta quit testing.